One, two, three, four, five, six, seven. Oh, my God. This year marks the seventh year of the Woodstock Writers Festival, where they will once again bring readers, outstanding panels, speakers, fabulous parties, workshops, and lots of great literary talk to our region. It's held April 7th to the 10th, and they have all kinds of great things going on. We'll get a preview this morning with Martha Frankel and Kitty Sheehan, who are here to tell us what's happening at the 7th Annual Woodstock Writers Festival, and it is a delight, as always, to have Martha and Kitty with us. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Good. Really good.
Excellent. So what's the vibe of the festival this year?
Really exciting. You know, one of the things we're doing on the Friday night of the festival is this recovery panel. Three New York Times bestsellers are coming to Woodstock to tell their story of recovery in a town that has really felt the scourge of heroin. One of them is Tracy Helton. She was an on-the-street heroin addict for years, is now a PTA mom, 12 years sober, three kids. So excited. Kevin Sessom's on that panel, Jamie Brickhouse. All of them had great careers and lives and lost everything and now are in recovery. And so I feel like I've been working towards that for a few years now, and it's coming together. I got a grant to give away a lot of tickets, and private people gave me money to give away tickets. So we've given away hundreds of tickets
to come to that event.
Yeah, for that event. It's going to be really cool. And I don't know, it feels, Kitty was saying today, 7 years feels really solid, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's amazing how much it's changed and continues to change, but has stayed the same. It's all, you said, what's the vibe? You know, it's that Woodstock vibe that's just, it is what it is. It's very unique.
I'm interested in, well, of course, people who want to know who the big authors are who are coming. So you can answer that question.
Yep. Nancy Jo Sales is our Saturday night keynote. She's written a book called American Girls, big bestseller. A couple of weeks ago, I was reading the Times, and there was a great article about John Elder Roberson, who's been a pen pal of mine for about 7 years. He wrote the book, Look Me in the Eye. He's Augustine Burroughs' brother, but that's not how I knew him originally. And we've been communicating, and he has a new book out called...
I just talked to him about
straight,
it.
Straight, no.
No, I'll find it. Anyway.
Okay, and it's about autism. He's an expert in autism.
Unstoppable?
No, the other. It's Switched On. It's
Switched
called Switched
On. There you go.
And this is an amazing story. He went to Harvard to have his brain sort of rewired to see if they could make him more empathic. And what happened to him and what it means for autism is just totally fabulous. So I emailed him and said, I love your story. And he said, oh, I always wish I could have come to your festival. And I said, well, come. So he's going to be there.
Yep.
Well, the I told you already about the recovery panel. We do those. The memoir panel has Mary Norris, the
comma queen from the New Yorker.
From the New Yorker.
Yeah, I'm so excited because when I interviewed her for my radio show, I said, would you come to Woodstock? She said, okay, yes, I would love to. So she's there. We have a music panel that Jimmy Buff, the morning radio guy on Radio Woodstock WDST, is moderating with Warren Zanes, who was in the Del Fuegos, wrote that great Tom Petty book. Elliot Landy, who's the photographer of the band, and Dylan is coming because he has a new book. Holly George Warren, who wrote the Alex Chilton biography. Yep. But also Barney Hoskins, who's got the biggest bestseller in Woodstock called Small Town Talk about Dylan and Albert Grossman and Janis Joplin. So that panel is going to be fantastic. We have our spirituality panel with Stephen Cope from Kripalu and Gail Straub. You know, that's it. We start off our Saturday morning with it, and it's sort of like going to church because you never know. It's sort of, I always think that it's sort of quiet and then it leaves you weeping.
Yeah.
So that's happening. We're starting off with our Story Slam on Thursday, April 7th. It's a Bowie theme, David Bowie theme, because he had a place in Woodstock the last few years of his life, and we wanted to honor that. So it's 24 storytellers, and every story has to contain the line, we can be heroes just for one day. Kitty's telling a story that night for the first time. She's nervous.
I judged last year.
Yeah.
And that is something I never want to do again. I'd rather tell a story than try to judge those. Because
yeah, it's hard to judge.
Oh, they're all so good. Yeah. They're all so good. So yeah, I've written it, and here I go.
So now you will be the judged.
That's right.
That's exactly.
And you were talking about church, but on Sunday morning, you always have that wonderful Abigail Thomas Bar Scott breakfast, which I've attended many times. I love that. It's so beautiful.
And so I said to Abby the other day, I said, so you and Bar are all set, you know? And she said, no, but that's when we're at our best. So, you know, they talk, they sing a little bit, they tell stories about writing. Abby tells stories about painting. Bar tells stories about songwriting. It's always really fun and a great way to start off Sunday. We have a great biography panel. A woman came in to the radio with me, Ginger Strand. She wrote The Brothers Vonnegut.
Yes.
I love that book.
I thought it was a great book.
Really great. So she's going to be back. Jim Grissom, who wrote the Tennessee Williams book, is going to moderate it. Alan Light, who I love, he wrote the book about Leonard Cohen and Hallelujah, is back with... They asked him after that documentary, What Happened, Miss Simone, his publisher came to him and said, write that book. Like, put it into book form. Tell us what happened to Nina Simone, because that story is just amazing. So he'll be there. Ed Sanders, who wrote The Family, has a new Sharon Tate biography. He'll be on the biography panel. We're really excited about that. Ed's been at the festival a couple of times.
Ed shows up in Barney's book than once. Yeah.
Yes.
It's all tied together.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Elliot's in Barney's book. Elliot Landy.
All good stuff. Mm-hmm. And go ahead.
And, you know, we start off Thursday night with the Story Slam, but on Friday, April 8th, we do these one-day intensives. And it's an amazing day with world-class professors. And Kitty's teaching an editing class this year. Tell us a little bit about your class.
It's editing and revising your work, which many people are loath to do.
Yes.
You know? And I was telling Martha in the green room, we're not talking about grammar and proofreading. We're just talking about making your voice easier to find in your writing. You know, get rid of the junk words, get rid of the passive voice, how to do all those things, take out the ands that you don't need to make your voice come through. So I'm really excited. I'm full. I've got a full house for that.
Sounds like a required workshop for all who are attempting a self-published memoir.
Not even self-published. Before you turn your book into Random House, it better be in good shape.
Right, but what I'm saying is that of all of those that I get, that would be great.
You know, it's
that
funny.
A voice.
So many people, I'm an editor, and I get people's work before they submit it often. And then they work with even more editors. And so I know what the pratfalls are, you know, and I know what people do that they don't realize they're doing, and it's so fun to see their writing change in front of their eyes.
And I want to just say, you know, I teach writing, and I say to my students, well, that's a great piece, revise it, here's this. And you know, the ones who are going to do well, they're like, yeah, great. And there are some of them like, I don't want to revise it. And I, you know, I want to say to them, well, I know where your career path is going.
And revising is often about, oh, look, you buried the lead. Your story is about this, but you don't get to it until the third page in.
Yeah.
So that's the fun part of that, too.
Well, I often say in doing this and talking to authors that sometimes I think those of us who read it and read it in not critically, but critically in that sense of examining it, often know more about it than the author does.
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yeah.
But so that Lynn Johnston, my editor, is teaching a class on how to get your work seen by an agent. Nan Satter, who is an agent, is teaching a class on the first five pages and how important they are to grab an editor or an agent. Brandon Tomasetti, who does some of the social media for the festival and for Woodstock Writers Radio, is teaching a social media class. And I think everybody who's listening needs that class. They think they know what they're doing, but it's such a pleasure dealing. Kitty does some and Brandon does some for the festival. I never do it because you know what my mouth is like.
Yeah, so we don't let her anywhere near it.
No, that's probably best. It's
probably best. It's definitely best. But it's so interesting watching them, you know, do it and get the word out in such a joyous and beautiful way. It's a pleasure. So that's what's happening. Plus, we do these cocktail parties that are really, really fun. And we have the one on Friday night the workshoppers go to. But on Saturday night, Mary Giuliani, who calls herself a caterer to the stars, we're doing a cocktail party with her. She has a book out called The Cocktail Party. And one of my friends who owns Good's Restaurant is catering that, and in her style. It's going to be really fun. So, you know, you get eat, drink, and be merry.
And you can tell from what Martha said, Friday is the work day. That's the writing day where people have signed up for these all-day writing classes. But the rest of it, you don't have to be a writer to come. And just if you love books and you love reading, this is the place.
Well, it's the Woodstock Writers Festival, and it takes place April 7th through the 10th. And what do I need? I can go for a day. I can go for a session. I can go for the
yeah.
whole thing.
Yeah, we have, you know, we break it down really simply for you, but you can just come for one anything. Come to the Story Slam or a party or the whole weekend. It's at woodstockwriters.com. We break it down really easily for you.
Yes. And it, people just sort of migrate. You just see
Joe
them.
Knows.
They're just like they go from one place to the other.
I'm going to say Joe's not with us this year. He couldn't be with us this year. And it's really one of the few heartbreaks of the festival because we love having him.
Oh, you'll get over it.
No, but people love it because they walk down the street. There's no VIP section in Woodstock. That's one of the things I love. There's no place to hide.
Well, it's it did work out, unfortunately, but I'll miss it very much because I love being there, and you always put on a great festival, and it's a wonderful place to be. It's April 7th through the 10th. You can find out more information by going to their website. It's woodstockwriters.com, which is very spiffy, and it has all the information that you need to plan your weekend. Woodstockwriters.com. Martha Frankel and Kitty Sheehan, a great pleasure. Have a beautiful weekend next weekend. Thank you so much for being with us today.
And, thank you. Thank you.
Always a delight to have you both here, and have a great festival.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Woodstockwriters.com for more information. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.